You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hills, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
This is Reception Perception, the show. James Coe and Matt Harmon.
We'll start with Brandon Ayuk, who apparently doing the social media thing, the wide receiver thing. He unfollows the Niners.
It's time.
It is time.
It's time. James, have you ever during a contract dispute ever considered unfollowing your employer to make a point?
No, absolutely.
Do you think they would like? Let's say this during. During any of the times where back at the NFL days, thinking about it, contracts coming up, unfollowed
the NFL media,
you think anyone would have noticed?
Nope. 0%.
I think there's a small chance, not a large chance, but I think there's a small chance if I unfollowed Yahoo Fantasy, I think that might get noticed.
I think there's a decent chance actually. I don't know. Here's the thing. The bottom line is, there's a couple things here. First of all, why it's always the wide receivers who are doing this stuff. I know other positions do it too, but it's like it seems like every wide receiver who's coming up on a contract year is doing this. And then the other thing too, it's like what is the point? It's like you unfollow it's not like you're dating them. Who cares? Like, why are you unfollowing the Niners?
What Justin Fields was the one who made the point because that got brought up like several months ago before he was traded the combine that he unfollowed the Bears. And he just made the point that like, I don't want football on my feed, during the off season, I don't want football in my feed. He's like, I definitely don't want it because there's this whole like, will Caleb or Justin Fields, I'm just ready for that to be over. For some of these guys, it's just work-life balance, right? Because listen, he's like, I'm about to go on vacation, and I get it. Like, you don't want to be looking at social media during your vacation, but you are still going to be looking at social media during your vacation.
Like, come on,
it just happens, right? So maybe you just don't want to see. You don't want to see your employer at that point, right? Okay. I do think during the contract negotiation stuff, it's a little silly. I mean, shoot, it's funny. Like, this happened with this very team a couple off seasons ago where Debo unfollowed the 49ers. Uh-huh. Sure. He publicly, now we'll talk about Ayuk, like, he actually went out and said that he demanded a trade. He was never going to play for the 49ers again. There was even a clip from a club, I don't know where it was, but presumably in the San Francisco area, mm-hmm. whatever, where like there was a big sign of like Debo's coming back and like people were celebrating and like this was during when he said he was never playing for the team again before he'd signed a new contract, and it like pans over to him and he just goes, nope, like does like the cross the throat like nope, not gonna. This team has done this like with a player like a high caliber all pro player like just 2 years ago.
Right. It feels so renewed. It feels so familial, with all this stuff. Anyways, look, the bottom line is there's all these trade rumors too. Regarding Brandon Ayuk, a couple reports, I don't want to say reports, but just rumors had come out.
A couple tweeters had come out
basically saying, rumors surfacing that Ayuk wants a trade. Then his agent, of course, comes out and says, no. We didn't officially demand a trade. So get better sources, you know, blah, 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 blah. Ayuk is making $14.1 million on a fifth-year option this year, this upcoming year. He had a great, fantastic year. Obviously, a career banner year for Brandon Ayuk. 75 catches on 105 targets. 1342 through the air, despite just having 105 targets, is just outrageous. Seven touchdowns, 71% catch rate is a career high. 12.8 yards per target. Also, by far a career high. He averaged about 9 yards per target in his previous three seasons combined. And dude, 17.9 yards per touch is just, that's bonkers, dude. That is absolutely crazy. But he's 26 years old. To me, I don't know. And I know Brandon Ayuk is a big-time RP favorite, but you got to prioritize bringing this guy back.
Yeah. By the way, I think we probably have to have a conversation that Brandon Ayuk is in the Reception Perception Hall of Fame, even though he hasn't even signed his second contract yet, simply because of the struggle that we went through early on in his career during the doghouse season in the first year that we launched the website. And then, you know, that was tough. But hey, now it's like even just non-reception perception bros are like, oh, yeah, it's like a top 10 receiver in the league. And I agree. Like, he is a top 10 receiver in the league. Actually, I was looking back at my real-life rankings that I never put on the site last year. And, like, I had him at wide receiver 14 before last season. Like, that's how good this player is. Okay. And I think he'd probably have be in the conversation right around number 8 or 9 or so right now. So, yeah, I mean, this is a guy that you have to prioritize bringing back, especially because it would be crazy to me, you know, and I don't know how the 49ers are going to view this. And if I had to guess, like, I think they get a deal done. He stays around. But they are definitely in a salary squeeze, right? With the, at the pass catcher position, but it would be rather crazy to me to look at Ayuk where he is at in his career trajectory, you know, and just where he can still continue to grow. And by the way, like the position that he plays, you know, as that X receiver in this offense, which I have said over and over again that we get obsessed with kind of the gadgety, create a touch stuff in the Shanahan offense. And some of these guys, they scheme into space. But really, and like Nico Collins down in Houston was an example of this. Obviously, Julio Jones is an example of this during the Kyle Shanahan Atlanta Falcons days. The real way you take this offense to its peak form is to have a dominant X receiver who can beat man press coverage on the outside, which we know Brandon Ayuk is. Like, it would be crazy to me to look at that and say, we're going to give up on that. And essentially then we're going to double down on kind of the Kittles and the Debos of the world, because like those guys are great players. They're fantastic players. They're some of the best players at their respective positions, especially Kittle in terms of the tight end position. But, you know, Kittle's getting up there in age. You know, and he plays like a violent position where he gets in there at the run blocking game a lot.
Oh yeah,
Debo obviously, you know, plays the most violent at the wide receiver position. Period. He's a guy that struggled with injuries. Also, like, we're having this whole conversation after the Super Bowl where, yeah, the one of the reasons that the 49ers lost the Super Bowl was because the Chiefs' great defensive backs and Steve Spagnuolo like just press man shit out of their their wide receivers, and like, we're gonna give up the good press man beater for the guy, you know, and like kind of double down on the guy Debo, who that's not the strength of his game. That would seem a little crazy to me. I'm not ruling it out that that's what they do, but to me it would be crazy, I think, to ship off the, but by the way, last point on this and then I'll throw it back to you, like, just some of the trade packages I've seen like floated out there by the Twitter aggregators and stuff, it's like, are you guys out of your freaking mind? Like, this is going to, if I'm the 49ers, and maybe the 49ers are outside of their mind, but like, this, like, if AJ Brown went for a first, and a, I think it was a first, like a clear first round pick and maybe a little bit extra. I don't know. I know like Diggs went for a first and third.
Yeah,
like, you're like, we're starting the conversation at a first round pick, and like, you better send me a third and maybe a fifth. Like, it's going to take more than just like, yeah, maybe the Commanders' high second-round pick because their GM used to work for San Francisco. I'd hang the phone up in 2 seconds if you throw the word second. You say second on into the receiver of the phone. I'm hanging that thing up.
Yeah, exactly. Unless you're also saying first and a second, okay? I mean,
yeah, but lead with the like say first, okay?
Right.
You can say first and second, but don't be weird about it. But say first.
Yeah, exactly. Brandon Ayuk, by the way, his 2023 numbers obviously have not been released yet, but according to Reception Perception, his 2022 numbers. I'm always fascinated by this. If you look through the historical data, by the way, many of our Reception Perception subscribers can go through some historical data if they choose to do so. Really fun part of the site that I don't think gets enough love, by the way. But Brandon Ayuk in 2022, I thought he comped very fairly and very similarly to two players that I think people would find interesting in Keenan Allen, 2015 Keenan Allen, and 2019 DeAndre Hopkins. And the reason I bring those two guys up, it's like, to me, the way Brandon Ayuk plays, it's a little bit from column A, a little bit from column B. It's like, and then you end up with a little Brandon Ayuk, you know, a little Keenan Allen, a little Nuke Hopkins. You end up with some Ayuk there. So I thought that was really, really similar. 77.1 success rate versus man coverage for Brandon Ayuk in 2022. Exact same number for Keenan Allen, just a smidge ahead of DeAndre Hopkins. And both those guys were a hair better against zone coverage than Brandon Ayuk. But again, I thought those two comps were really interesting for the San Francisco 49er. Wide receiver one in Brandon Ayuk.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Yeah, just look back at it. A.J. Brown was traded for the 18th and 101st overall pick. So that's a first and a third rounder. So,
yep.
Yeah, the type of player you just described there, that's part Keenan Allen, part DeAndre Hopkins, and that was in 22 before he took another step. Like,
correct.
Just charting some of his film, like not full sample, and like looking at some of the game tape from 23, I'm like very confident that that his numbers this year are going to be bonkers.
Yeah, yeah,
okay,
yeah,
so
I
mean, look,
I agree.
I think you and I are both in agreement that no way do we if we were running the San Francisco 49ers, we would be trading Brandon Ayuk.
No,
I would. Let me ask you this though, James, in our like, and I'm saying fantasy as in like make believe, not fantasy mm-hmm. necessarily. Like his a great landing
right.
spot for fantasy. But still, let's think about it from a dynasty angle. Like I have right now, Brandon Ayuk is my wide receiver 8 in dynasty. I've got him right there with, you know, Puka and Chris Olave and like Amon Ross St. Brown. Same tier of guys. Garrett Wilson, same tier of guys. Top of my second tier, basically. I think across the league and like especially some of the places that have been like reported that have been interested in Ayuk. I mean,
mm-hmm.
geez, like Pittsburgh keeps getting brought up. Like, oh,
know,
God
yeah,
almighty.
Yeah.
Like. I can't think of many things I want to see less than Russell Wilson and Brandon Ayuk, okay?
Okay.
Can't think of many things I want to see less. I'm actually not sure there's another landing spot that, like, as a long-term Ayuk truther and
yeah.
thinking about and like, I get it that 49ers
okay, I got one
never,
for you. I got one for you.
Okay, because I'm struggling to see it, man.
Buffalo Bills.
Well,
let's
okay.
go.
Okay, yeah, I for sure. Yeah, okay, like, if the – and. You know, it's worth noting
if
that
you're
the
Bills,
if
you're the Bills, send two first round picks. I mean, because if you get Brandon Jeez. Ayuk, it's going to be in the low 30s, right? We're going to be in the high 20s every single year, right? So we're talking like, you know, deep playoff run. Brandon Ayuk with Josh Allen for the next 5 years. Let's go. Come on. Just send two picks over. Just go the Rams route. F them picks. You know what I'm saying? Go the Rams route. Go all in. Can you imagine Curtis Samuel and Brandon Ayuk right now rolling around there with Josh Allen? Come on, baby. Let's go. Let's go.
The Bills do have 11 picks in this year's draft,
mm-hmm.
Or 10 or 11 picks, excuse me. But they don't have a third rounder. They have the 28th overall pick. They have the 60th overall pick. And then they have two picks in round four. But like maybe it's two fourth rounders and a first rounder to get Brandon Ayuk. But yeah, you know, I've jokingly said that like between the Khalil Shakir draft pick, the Stephon Diggs trade, the Curtis Samuel acquisition, yeah. that like the John Brown acquisition, that Brandon Bean is probably a reception perception subscriber. If he trades for Brandon Ayuk, like we need to do an investigation on can we get Zach Miller, our fantastic web manager, to do like a reverse IP address. Like, I don't know how, like, can we just comb through the databases for Brandon Bean's burner account on receptionperception.com? Because then, like, I think we got to ask about it. But yeah, no, totally. Look, if we're really living in fantasy land, that's the thing, because the Bills right now obviously need a wide receiver. Yeah. I like Samuel, I like Shakir, but those guys are still like, they have a critical need at the wide receiver position, because they don't have a lot beyond that. Like, Matt Collins is not moving the needle for me.
As an outside
receiver. Shorter is a completely unproven player there. So there's just, I think that they need to sort of replace two players with one player here. I've been saying this about draft prospects. They need to replace a high-tier separator, which is what Stephon Diggs was, and they also need to replace a downfield threat, which is what Gabe Davis was. It's going to be hard to do that in the NFL draft without a big-time trade-up for like a prospect, but Brandon Ayuk certainly would do that for you. So let me ask you this. If you're Buffalo,
okay,
would you rather – And let's be clear, both neither of these things is probably gonna happen, but for God's sakes, like, let's fan fiction this thing out a little bit.
I know, seriously, come on, let's have some fun.
Would you rather, if you are the Buffalo Bills, would you rather trade whatever the haul of picks, which likely is gonna take two first rounders this year's and next year's, to go up to the top 10 to take a Roma Dunze, right? Like, I don't think they can go all the way up to get to like Marvin Harrison, but let's say they get up to the bottom half of the top 10. You know, Atlanta wants to trade down. Chicago wants to trade down. You give up a package that's probably going to include your first this year and your first next year, the Julio Jones trade, basically, to get Roma Dunze on a rookie contract. Or would you rather trade, let's call it a first and your 2 fourth-round picks this year, to get Brandon Ayuk, who you know
is established
and a just off the elite tier NFL receiver, but you also have to pay him. Devontae Smith just got $25 million a year. Like, you're going to have to pay him more than that per year, probably.
Yeah, he's probably going to go for 30, right? So, the cost benefit of the contract, that's really what makes it hard, right? Because, first of all, the Bills are in a tough spot from a salary cap perspective. Think about all the defensive players that they've given away, that they've had to let go because of contracts. Just with where they're at right now from a salary cap perspective, I probably just move up in the draft and go get a Roma Dunze. And again, giving up 2 first-round picks, I don't think is, to be honest with you, I don't think it's that bad, you know, because you're essentially giving up one, right, to move up and go get somebody who could be a generational player at that wide receiver spot at that cost savings. You could revamp your defense. Boy, I don't know. I feel like you got to go do that. To me, just because of where they're at from a salary cap perspective, I'd probably go move up and try to go get in a Dunze, or, I mean, hell, I don't know. All this talk about Malik Nabers, I mean, maybe Marvin Harrison falls to them at some point if they try to, you know, try to jump into the top six somewhere.
Yeah. So I'm looking back on the Julio Jones trade now. Atlanta was picking at 27, so it is pretty similar. The Bills are picking at 28. They gave up their 27th overall pick, and then they gave up 5 picks totaled. So they gave up a second rounder, a fourth rounder, and another fourth rounder. And then, you know, a first round. Like, so they gave up, God dang, man. They gave up 5 draft picks. They gave up 2 firsts, a second, a fourth, and then another fourth. And that was to get from 27 to 6. So again, I think the cost benefit there is all those picks, but you get a guy that, you know, is probably going to be really good. Like, I think my kind of cautious comp for a series I did for Yahoo for Roma Dunze was Allen Robinson. My aggressive comp was Davante Adams. So, like, you know, I think if you gave up all those draft picks for Davante Adams, you wouldn't. Who gives a shit? I don't care about.
You wouldn't have
I don't care about those picks. What now? If you gave all the up those for like the peak of Allen Robinson, I personally probably sleep fine at night, especially if we can win some ball games. But again, it's just they might not have to give up all of that. They might have to give up two firsts and like some fourth rounders and stuff like that is probably what I would guess. I think if it was me, I get the idea that like we traded all, you know, or we got rid of these veterans and like we got rid of Stephon Diggs. Like we're definitely turning over a new page, like the salary cap stuff. I'm not even like really from a salary cap perspective. I'm not even sure. Although that you sign him to an extension, you can get his hit down this year pretty small. I think I would just trade for Ayuk. I would trade for Ayuk and say, screw it. Okay, we were thinking about like the soft rebuild or the soft, you know, competitive rebuild, something like that. You know, the Vikings have been saying that for years. Maybe that's what the Bills were thinking. But this rare of an opportunity comes out and we can go get this guy. Like, yeah, I think we might win the Super Bowl this year if we have just Josh Allen and Brandon Ayuk and like we figure the rest out later. I think that's how the way I would go with it. Figure the cap space out. But I think either of those are defensible things that, to be honest, are probably not going to happen, but hey.
Whatever. Yeah, yeah. No, yeah, exactly. No, absolutely not going to happen. But you know, and the other thing, too, it's like the NFC trading to the AFC, that's always a little bit more, you grease those skids a little bit better. I think the Chargers could also be an interesting fit for Brandon Ayuk if he gets involved in that run game with Jim Harbaugh.
We know he loves to run block, and Jim Harbaugh wants to run the ball.
You know? Exactly, right? So, I mean, from a fantasy football perspective, I think it's just fine if he goes to the Chargers because, you know, this guy's going to see 120 targets from Justin Herbert. Come on now. That'll be fun.
2400 Sports is an Odyssey company.